Biologist Vadim Fedorov developed the technique at Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center. Upon receiving a donated heart from a transplant patient, his team has about 12 hours to prepare and collect the data. Scientists take the top portions, known as the atria, and place them in a dish surrounded by four high-speed optical cameras. Researchers revive the tissue and inject it with a special dye that detects electrical signals. While standard imaging provides at most a couple hundred recordings of the heart, Fedorov says the cameras used in his technique deliver 40,000, all in 3D. Ohio State electrophysiologist Dr. John Hummel says it's an important contribution to the study of atrial fibrillation, the most common type of heart arrhythmia.
The day is coming where we will be able to leverage that knowledge into ways to identify definitively which regions in a human being's heart are responsible not only for triggering atrial fibrillation, but for maintaining it, sustaining it.
Researchers say AFib affects about 6 million people in the U.S., and when not treated properly, can lead to blood clots, stroke, and heart failure. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.